Well, Paul, before we get into looking back and looking forwards, it's the 30th of January now. Are you expecting to be doing any business before the window closes?
Well, we're thinking that Drew Talbot will go on loan to Plymouth. Drew's a difficult one because for obvious reasons we want to keep him here. But obviously I can't guarantee Drew minutes on the pitch at the minute because of Tendai's form. So he's been out for 10 months. He's a very popular member of the dressing room and the club. And albeit reluctantly, that's probably one I will let happen. You know, for Drew to play some games, you've got to remember he's been out for 10 months now and hasn't played football. And to turn up on a match day and not be involved can be quite disheartening. So, you know, there's certainly a relationship with John from the previous time. I've got no problems with that at all. You know, hopefully Drew can go down there and help Plymouth to kick on.
And John Sheridan said publicly he'd like him for the rest of the season. That's possibly a sticking point, is it?
Yeah,
because you wouldn't want him to go for the full season.
There must be a recall for us. It's very important that, you know, like I've explained to Drew, and it's an important thing now, if it was to be to the end of the season, that could be the end of Drew's career at the club. And that's not a good way for someone to go out, in my opinion. That's only, you know, I'm not saying that's what's going to happen. That's something that could happen. You know, if Tendai was injured today in training, Drew Talbot would start tomorrow for Chesterfield. And if Drew starts tomorrow, the likelihood is Tendai mightn't get back in. So we've got to manage that situation carefully. I think it's important that I do bow a little bit to what Drew wants in terms of playing football. You know, but it must be on the basis that we do have that recall. I don't like the 28-day thing. They have to go for 28 days. It's not something I really agree with because sometimes we're trying to get these lads football, but we must look after ourselves as a club as well. It's vitally important. In this case, I will bow to the fact of because Drew's been out for so long and he wants to play so much, that I do think it's right to give him that opportunity.
And you're always looking at some of the less experienced guys perhaps going out and getting more football. Any in that direction as well? Any others?
I wouldn't name them at the minute, Phil, but certainly, yeah, there would be other lads I wouldn't be against. You know, there's lads around the club now that I wouldn't be against going out to play football. Again, we've got to look after ourselves, you know, with the loan windows and different stuff. It's hard to get your head around some of the rules at times with the football now and who plays. So we're in a good place at the minute. We've got a nicely balanced squad. You know, we're happy with our squad, happy with the players. Gary Roberts will be another few weeks away, and once he comes back, he gives everyone a lift. So we're happy. We're not really looking to bring in, albeit we always do look. We're not really overly keen on lads going out, albeit we will let one or two out. So it's just a case for our supporters, watch this space.
Is Billy Beresford still around the club?
Billy's about, yeah.
And you mentioned about Gary Roberts' injury. Sam Morsi, is he okay from his dead leg that he picked up the other day?
He's not as tough as he looks, Phil, is he? A couple of days on the treatment table with a dead leg and your club captain, come on, we've got a big game tomorrow and Sammy Morsi will be on that pitch at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, we've got to say about Owen Doyle, I asked you on the first time we spoke in January, by February the 1st, February the 2nd, do you think Owen Doyle will still be at the club? And you said, probably not. What, if I asked the same question again now, what would you say?
Probably, yeah. I think it's a really difficult one to broach here because you've got to remember, when you're the manager for these young lads and coming through, the first thing I want to be is successful as a manager. I want Chesterfield Football Club to be successful. But I also want lads to go on and have a good career. You know, at the minute, we must all act in what's best interest for ourselves. The best interest for us is that Owen stays with us and keeps scoring goals and takes us where we want to be. Then the chairman, obviously Chris, can have an opinion, which is a valid one, that everyone's for sale at a club. That's the nature of the club we're at, and we respect that, the supporters respect that. If someone doesn't meet a valuation, then he won't go. You know, at the minute, it's not for me to speculate on because I don't want to do it. This weekend, teams might lose a game that decides, well, why not, we'll go and bid for him. Hopefully we'll get Monday out the way and Owen will still be here. When you've got the goals he's got this year, you know, without setting him too many targets, if he keeps fit and touch wood, stays injury free and a good run of form, the likelihood is he'll get a lot of goals for us. A lot of goals for us could take us all where we want to be, which is we all know, and you don't have to speak too much about that. So in the end, it's a difficult one for Owen. I want Owen to be happy. I think when you work as hard as Owen does off the pitch, you deserve rewards. I'd like to think we can give him them rewards, but when some other clubs come in for you and people speak about wages and stuff like that, it's mind-blowing now, and that's the way the game is. We're not going to change it. You know, in an ideal world, I'd like Owen to stay here as long as he can and keep scoring goals. That makes us all happy.
We all know money talks, but I'm sure you'd be less pleased if he ended up going to another League One rival.
I wouldn't get in that, Phil. You're talking about who, Phil?
Well, if you go down the bookies, they're offering odds on Preston and Sheffield United.
I just think, listen, if you look at them teams, and you'd have to say, I thought Sheffield United were excellent the other night against Tottenham. They were fantastic. They really, really were. It was a great atmosphere. As a manager against them, I was willing them to score late on. you know, to come from one behind, 2-1, I was actually willing them to score. I think it was the young lad Reid had the shot over the bar that looked in when he hit it. A couple of crosses going in. You've got to realise, for the League One to club to get to them finals, it's an unbelievable achievement. You know, if Owen ends up signing for Sheffield United, one thing's for sure, Sheffield United will be a stronger team for having him in. That's the nature of football. If Owen's to leave me, I wouldn't be that bothered where he goes and not goes, because we must look after ourselves. We're a Chesterfield Football Club and we've got to try and go to the places we want to be. If Owen leaves to make someone else stronger, we can't influence that. You know, that's just the way football is. So, in an ideal world, I'd like him to go to the... Is that J-League still in Japan? The A-League in Australia? You know, but that's an ideal world. And, you know, we're lucky at the club because we're blessed with such a good group of players that do work extremely hard. You know, there is a lot of togetherness amongst our group. And a lot of these lads have come from League Two. You know, there's a lot spoken about early on in the season of what we do and what we haven't done and where we'll end up and where we won't. There's a large part of the season to still be played, and there's so many more points to play for. And if our lads can keep achieving what I believe they can, we could be part of trying to be successful. And that's all you've got to be at a club. So I'm sure come Tuesday morning, Owen's situation will have resolved itself either positively or negatively.
You always said 18 months ago that you were recruiting for the long term, and I think Crawley on Tuesday showed that as much as anything. Very much players who've been with you for some time now, putting in a real team shift. Took a while to get going, but once they got going, they're putting in a great team.
I think tomorrow's game will be a little bit like that, Phil. I think what happens in the early stages of games, teams get a foothold in the game and can cause you a problem or two. It's happened to us quite a lot this year in a lot of games, Notts County, Oldham, a lot of teams, Barnsley. Normally, if we're still in the game, you know, we finish strong, and I think that's great credit to Shinner. We've all been down them roads of our fitness levels and our lads. So every game's difficult. Tomorrow's a difficult game. I've got great respect for Dickie, the club, Doncaster. I do believe they're one of the strongest teams in the division. I think if the league was starting today and the run they're on now, I think they'd be probably one of a lot of people's promotion favourites with the Swindons and everyone else. And Paul's done a fantastic job overseeing that. You know, what we must do is just keep being positive. We give our players that belief to go on the pitch and play, backed up by ability and talent, backed up by the knowledge that they're fit and strong. And if you can do all them things, it don't mean you'll always win. You'll be okay in the long run.
But Rovers, of course, supporting Butler at the back, that kept 5 clean sheets in the last 6 unbeaten league games.
That's all. It's no shame, Phil.
Coppinger and Keegan in the middle, Tyson up front. They're as good as anybody in the section.
Very good side. Very, very good team. Energy, pace, goal threats, physical strength at the back. They're a good side. Be a great game tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to the game tomorrow. I enjoy Paul's company, you know, Brian Orton, the real football people. You know, tomorrow's one of them games that everyone can look forward to. Doncaster will be backed by big support. There's not many bad games here. You know, if Doncaster are keeping clean sheets, they'll do well to keep one here tomorrow. We'll also do well to keep one against them. I don't think it'll be 0-0. Maybe it will be. But at the end of the game, like it was at their place, I'd like to think that people shake hands and go, I really enjoyed that game. We come off the wrong side at their place and we played well. If we play as well tomorrow, I'd like to think we can get something out of the game.
And the thing with Paul, I know you never double guess what other managers do, they are good at parking the bus and they are good at attacking, aren't they? They've got both elements to the game. They park the bus at Swindon.
That normally
and
makes
one.
A good team.
Yeah.
Don't you, Phil? And he's got the ability to do that. I think when you're on a good as run as they are, obviously the attributes within the group are there for all to see. So Paul will play out. Paul sees fit. Apparently he was at our game on Tuesday night. So, you know, Doncaster will set up how Paul wants to. He'll have whatever way he thinks is fit, but... You know, I think he knows that we attack. I think that's a common denominator. We've been embroiled, especially when I come in early on this one up front and two up front debate. I think it's quite common knowledge. It's irrelevant what we play. You know, we do try and attack and score goals at times naively. Sometimes we leave gaps. And, you know, in the likes of some of the players we've named for Doncaster, they've got threats. And that's what good games are about. You should turn up tomorrow going, oh, I hope. And if he plays well. And that's what football's about. And tomorrow, great crowd in. You know, after the Tuesday night game, it was important we got that result to lift us into that, above that line. You know, if we keep winning games, we stay above that line. And that's a message I'll be telling the players, make no bones about it. We're there to stay. If we don't stay, we've done our best and that's life. I'm not trying to be cocky with that. But if we win football matches, teams will find it hard to get above us.
And no doubt the players see being above that dotted line, that imaginary dotted line under number 6. They'll be even more desperate to stay there now they've taken a while to get there.
I think the important thing, especially when we're at this stage in the league, Phil, and support, everyone's seen everyone now. There's nothing hidden, is there? You know, if you play Team X tomorrow, we all know what comes, and Team Y, and that's the good thing about it. If you're there now after 26 games, why can't you be there after 46? We feel we've left points out there this season, so does every other club. And every manager must have the belief that they can be above that line. If you don't have the belief, the players won't have it. We have the belief, but we don't have the cockiness or the arrogance that'll say we were. Because if we end up finishing 14th, for example, that's where we deserve to finish. At the minute, it's going well. We must stay on that while we're going well.
You don't try and double-guess Paul Dickoff. I wouldn't possibly try and double-guess you, but the fact that the weather has intervened with training and you won't have had time to work on any new shapes or anything makes you think it's not going to be a lot different to Crawley's side.
We have a couple of good players in the snow. That's an important one for Dickie to realise tomorrow. We've got a couple of good snow players. That's for sure. No, our team will change tomorrow. There is going to be a change in the team, a change of two. There's one or two lads haven't made the game. You know, we won't get involved in that today till tomorrow. So Doncaster will see that team tomorrow.
Finally, Byron Harrison came on Tuesday, not early enough to be involved for the midweek game against Crawley. Just tell us a little bit about his strength and what you hope he brings to the squad.
He's a bit of a talisman. He's one of them strikers that's not your typical stereotype lead the line striker, dead, you know. He's got a bit of quality in possession of the ball. He's got good feet. He's got a nice touch. He scores goals. I do feel his talent hasn't been, how would you say, to the fore enough yet. I think within him, there's more. My job, the staff's job, to try and get that more out of him, playing with our players and around that group. I hope that we can bring that on more and more. I think I spoke to Mark Yates a lot about him, and you know, with the people that have been around Byron, there's a top player in there really, really is, and it's my job to try and get it out of him. Byron's got to want that as well. So I do feel when you join us as a club now, it's an honour. That's how I look at it. For a young lad to be able to come into us, it's an honour. And if you're not prepared to work hard at your game and put them hours in, the ugly hours, the scruffy hours of work, then you won't have the career that we all want. If Byron does that, and hopefully we can put him on a pitch and coach him in the right, correct way, we might have a player on our hands.
I was having a bit of a chat with him after the game. He seems a lovely lad as well.
He's a lovely lad. He's a really nice lad. He's a quiet lad. He's a lovely boy. He's got a lot of self-confidence, which we like in players. And it's important that he has that initial week or two just to come in, you know, and get relocated in the area, get himself a flat organised. Chesterfield's a beautiful place to live. You know, and then hit the ground running. You know, he could be the one that kicks us on. You know, Doyle there, we've relied a lot on Owen's goals all year. You know, not in the last couple of home games with Port Vale and Crawley. I've always felt we've got goals, but talking about it and doing it are two different things. You know, it's important that we do score the goals that can back the manager's belief up. I feel when you look at our squad now with Manny as well, you know, obviously Dan Gardner floating around there, Ollie Banks, we've got firepower. We're not a team who struggles for goals, make no bones about it. And if I give these lads the opportunity, hopefully they can repay me faith.